My name is Carmen Starnino. I edit Signal Editions, the press that published Jeff's book. And I'm proud to say that in several years, we're going to be publishing a book by Harry Thurston as well. I've been asked to say a few words, which I'm happy to do, just to put in context who Harry is, at least as I see him, and why, you know, why I think he's important, which is an overused word, but in this case, I think it's warranted. I came across Harry's book when I was editing, reviewing poetry for the Gazette about 5 years ago. If Men Walked on Earth. And it was at the bottom of a very long, big pile of books, and books that seemed very, you know, Don McKay and Lorna Crozier and all of that, and I had never heard of Harry before, and sort of opened it up and was stunned by good poems. This is rare. You don't actually come across good poems. You come across interesting books, you come across ambitious projects, you come across, you know, all sorts of things, but it's very rare to actually come across well-written poems, moving poems. Especially since I had, you know, this was seemed to me the book of someone who had been working a long time, and I had never heard of him. Not that I should have heard of him, but I heard of everyone else. Why not, you know, why not Harry? And I said so in my review, and I got some very appreciative letters from people who, you know, went out and bought the book. It was Harry's book that made me realize that there are, in fact, cave systems of excellence in this country that no one actually visits. And there are reasons for it. And one of them, it seems to me, is that if there's a center of gravity in this country, poetically, it's in the West. Between Vancouver and Ontario, a lot of what we think of and read when it comes to Canadian poetry has been generated and produced and discussed by poets and critics who occupy that area. And not good or bad, it's just the case. So people tend to miss that there's a whole eastern part of the country where poets write and their publishers. And recently, I think there's been a certain amount of curiosity. Eyes have begun to turn eastward, and the fiction certainly has been picked up some of this buzz. I think, but Harry is one of the mainstays of a large body of war that is slowly being read and looked at, and I think, and it's sort of my hope for Signal that Signal turned essentially its back on the West and turned towards the East, and maybe shift some of that gravity, some of those sort of curiosities towards a different part of the country. And Harry, I think, is one of the chief talents, he is a sort of a freelance writer. He publishes in, you know, the National Geographic, this is a man who sort of built his career doing other things, but doesn't change the fact that I think he has written some of the best poems in this country, and hopefully, you know, in the next several years, as, you know, the poems begin to circulate the country, that people realize that, you know, he is more than just, you know, sort of a surprise or a curiosity or a sort of, you know, did you know I came across this poet? I mean, he sort of deserves a more, you know, sort of a robust reputation, and it's a delight for me to have him here. To meet him, I'm very proud that we'll be able to publish a book by him in several years. I've said too much already. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Thurston.